This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
I'm such an idiot that it just hit me. I'm sorry.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
We've got some Sabres news. We'll reach out to our Sabres beat reporter, Paul Hamilton, joining us. His appearance brought to you by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Paul, good morning. Happy July 15th. When we're getting you on in July, something happened, right?
Yeah, I was actually up when you guys got there today, so which is right. Very, very rare. I did a sleep study last night. Just as I had about 50 wires hooked up to me is when this came down.
All right.
And you
couldn't sleep. You were so excited.
It is hard to sleep with a bunch of wires around your neck and all over the place, and but you make do with it.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah, I woke up to the news, Paul. Wake up, log on, like, all right, what happened last night? Is he Byram's extension?
I get the text alerts, Paul, and actually, I don't even know. Did we get one of those?
Yeah, we did.
Okay, because there was one yesterday during the afternoon that we get from the Sabres, and I saw the text. I'm like, oh, did something happen? Like, prospects challenge announced, which, like, fine, like, that's cool, too. But then I got another, I got another text last night, and I probably thought the same thing, like, this is nothing. And then it actually was something, finally.
Yeah, it was. And usually you don't get a signing at 10:30 at night. You know, that's fine. I don't care. But it's usually like 3:30 in the afternoon, not 10:30 at night. But that's when it got done. So that's when it came out.
It would make you think they were working at it like during the day. It would be weird if someone called you out of the blue at 10 o'clock at night. Like, hey, you want to do this now?
I'm sure they've been working at it. Even when the Sabres decided to take offer sheets off the table by taking him to arbitration, I think that's all that was. Yeah. It's just like, let's not get some crazy number thrown at us here. Let's take offer sheets off the table, and let's keep negotiating, and let's keep, trying to bring this to a solution. It still might not be at a end solution here.
Yeah, Paul, the offer sheet point is you would avoid a crazy number, but if it were 6 years term, 7 years term, they could go ahead and say, like, okay, we'll take that. That's the one thing about this that's interesting, because Joe and I were talking.
Offer sheets are 1 or 2 years. Oh, offer sheet. I'm sorry.
Arbitration. What about?
I was saying arbitration. You said offer sheet. I'm sorry.
To prevent the offer sheet, because
gotcha.
Do you think that Kevin Adams wants him for longer? This has always been a bit of a strange thing. This Byram threading this needle for the Sabres, and maybe they didn't really want to move him, but felt like they had to move him because he wants a bigger role. And if they thought he was truly an elite defenseman, well, they've signed guys to big, long extensions. Maybe they think they have too much money there. Is there a plan here, or is this just kind of making do with what the landscape is giving them based on interest in the trade market, based on Byram's interests, based on what their interests might be?
This could have been the end thought process, because it's probably good for both sides. From a team standpoint, you get to see, all right, what is he actually? Let's pair him with Darlene, and let's see how this works for a year. You can even do it for a year before you would either have to try to re-sign him, which you could next July 1st, or to a long-term contract, or trade him. You would give the Sabres a chance to what do they really have here? Because if you look around, did they overpay him slightly? Yeah, they probably did. And that's the price of doing business with a team that hasn't been in the playoffs for 14 years with a player who maybe isn't sure he wants to be here. So that's the price of doing business. Did you overpay? I don't think they severely overpaid him, but they did a little bit. I have zero problem with that. They have the salary cap space to do that. Who cares? And, from Byram's standpoint, it's like, all right, you keep trying to convince me that you are headed in the right direction here and you're doing the right things to make this a good team. And, okay, I get to play with Rasmus Dahlin, which means, yes, I'm going to be out there in key situations playing maybe 25 minutes a game. I'm not going to be on the power play, so that doesn't thrill me. But at least I get to play in those big situations, and I can try it out myself for a year or two and see how I like it. See if this is a team that's serious about getting better. If this is a team that's serious about making the playoffs. Is this a team that's serious about winning? So it gives him a chance to give it a short look, a little bit more of a look, to see if he wants to be part of it or if really he doesn't.
Yeah. All right, so how does it round out? Does it make them complete as a defense corps? I mean, forward, they, of course, make the trade for Paterka to send him out and get Kesselring back on the defense corps. Does this look like a good blue line to you now that Byram is staying?
It does. And, put Samuelson on a third pair, which probably makes him better. He can play first pair when he's on his game, but the problem is how often is he on his game? And that's, he's very, very inconsistent right now, and I think injuries have a big part of that. I think injuries have taken their toll on him. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't know how he recovers in the locker room from what happened, because it's not the first time he's just stood around when people get hit and doesn't participate. And he, with the Thompson thing, and Thompson has said now publicly that, he wasn't real pleased about all that, but also said it's in the past. Mm-hmm. And they're past it, and it'll never happen. He believes it'll never happen again. So, I always wonder, how does a guy in the locker room recover from that, with your teammates? So, but still, I think he's going to be a better defenseman playing on a third pair than maybe he would be playing with Dahlin if Byram gets traded, which still could happen, because Samuelson can definitely play first pair if he's Samuelson, but he's not Samuelson enough, and that's the problem.
Yeah. Wasn't there a moment, too, Paul, late in the year against Detroit where, I'm trying to remember, I thought Byram, who's got the concussion history, was getting either attacked or maybe he was just fighting straight up some guy that wasn't even in the NHL, he had just made his debut, basically, and nobody, except for maybe Benson, was trying to get in there. Does any of that ring a bell with Byram?
Yeah, Benson got in there. Samuelson did kind of get into a few scrums after that Thompson thing, but he also... Yeah. Didn't he might have been one of them that didn't in that situation you brought up, because it hit me right away. It's like, Harry is standing there again.
Yep, that's
and not jumping in. I honestly can't remember if it was that particular scrum, but it did happen again afterwards. I do know that for sure.
I'm watching it back again. You're right. It's another one of these scrums where Benson's trying to get in and a couple of Byram's trying to get in, and right, Samuelson's kind of on the outskirts, just like, not really, whatever.
I saw Cousins do that in Ottawa. It was a big scrum. Everybody's in except Cousins, who was leaning up against the boards in front of the bench. And I'm thinking, that's a long ways from when he first came in the league before he got popped in that fight. I'm not saying it will definitely ruin his career, but getting popped in that fight may have ruined his career.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Paul, one thing about the Byram contract, if he extend, this deal's done, and if they're not going to trade him, I don't know that ends the offseason, but it really ends the two big questions, right? We came in, maybe three, Paterka, Byram, the ninth pick. And past that, it's all kind of over. So can you even think of anything else that could be done from here, acquiring a player, adding something in, or do you think that this is pretty much the team they're going to go with?
It's probably for them the team they're going to go with, but I would say it's the third year in a row then that you don't get a top six forward, which you desperately need, and now you need two of them because you've created the hole with the trade that you made. I think you did better. You filled other holes, which is great, but you did create another one. And you know how I feel about $6 million in cap space, which will be about what it is, probably a little bit under that when Timmons signs. And I don't care. Until somebody can show me that they turned down a player because of money, because they would refuse to spend the money, I don't think $5 million in salary cap space is that big a deal. I'm not the person who sits there and stomps his feet and said it'll be an embarrassment if they don't spend that $5 million or whatever. Go get a player. Go fill the holes on your roster. I'm not worried about $5 million in salary cap space. I'm worried that now for the third year in a row, you have not gotten a top six forward. However, it is you could get one. And I will always say, I know it's hard. I get you haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. I guess you're on everybody. I get you're on everybody's no trade list. It's still your job to get it done.
Yeah.
You got to find a way. You got to find a way, no matter how hard that it is. Mm-hmm. And he has not been able to do that. And that has nothing to do with $5 million in cap space or anything else. Because let's be honest, at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with a top six forward.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Or, you know, it does have to do with playing better defense so you don't have the same types of chances on your goaltender. But at the end of the day, they got to get saves, which they did not get last year.
Mm-hmm.
And if their goaltending is not any better and they don't get saves, I don't care if they get a top six forward. I don't care what it is. If you're not getting saves at the big time, you're not going anywhere. So to me, that's the biggest thing. You know, where is your goaltender going to be as far as making big saves for you when things do break down? Because even though your defense, I think, is considerably better, there's still going to be breakdowns, and your goaltender is going to have to bail you out. And good teams, I mean, how did the Florida Panthers win their last two Stanley Cups? They weren't perfect all the time. Their goaltender had to make some huge saves for them all the way through the playoffs to get through. That's how you win. So through everything we talk about, and top mm-hmm. six forward or defenseman or Byram or trades or free agency or whatever, if they don't get big saves from their goaltender, they're nowhere.
Paul Hamilton, you know, Paul, as we kind of like zoom out on this, you know, like you said, it might be tough. The job is, of course, to ice the best team you can to make the playoffs. And I don't know if Kevin Adams has any sort of missive to make it or else. But the offseason, the way that it's gone, and if this is pretty much the team they're going to field, like they could improve. I understand how they could get better. It certainly does not look like a GM that is desperate, right? I mean, it looks like a roster tweaking. It's 2 years ago when they missed by a point, they added two players on the bottom end of the roster. Here they missed by a bunch, and it's tweaking. It's really not that different of a team, minus one top six forward and plus one top four defenseman. There does not seem to be a lot of desperation, and maybe that's the feeling that I would have about this, is that I want to see them try and go for something, and while they can improve, it does not look desperate at all.
Well, reports say they wanted Dobson, but he wouldn't sign long-term here, so that didn't work. How about Ehlers? I would be shocked if they weren't at least trying to get in on that. Ehlers turned him down last year. He wouldn't sign. He wouldn't sign a long-term deal, so yeah. And then he didn't wind up getting traded. But, those are types of things that they were in on, they were trying to do. But, again, they keep being turned away because they haven't made the playoffs in 14 years. But, again, you have to find a way.
Right.
You just have to find a way. That is your job. If you keep getting turned away by good players, well, then, okay. But you still gotta get better, and you still got to, you know. So I would say I might disagree with that a little. They did try to be desperate and maybe get in on a Dobson or get in on an Ehlers, but, they get turned down. But they can't figure out how to make it work.
Well, here's what I would say to that, which of course, that's a fair point. My point would be at some point they have to accept that that's not going to happen and trade for that guy anyway. You're going to have to do it. It's my analogy I made a couple weeks ago. It's like paying a country club's initiation fee. Like, you got to pay to get in. No one wants to join you because you're not making the playoffs. You have to do whatever you can to actually get in. And then maybe Dobson in a year where you have a good year, or a guy like Ehlers.
Yes.
Hey, turns out I will sign now that I've seen something going well here. Mm-hmm. They have to be willing to do that, and that they're unwilling to do that, I don't think that's an excuse anymore.
No, they had no problem getting players here when Breer and Drury were here. Nobody wanted to be a Buffalo Bill until Allen and the head coach shows up, and now all of a sudden everybody wants to be a Buffalo Bill, but they didn't want to be one when he hadn't been in the playoffs for 17 years. But you have to find a way to be able to get that. You can trade for players who aren't eligible to have no trades. I mean, you can do that. And that's what you have to do, basically, is find a player that will help your top six, that can't pull a no trade on you, that has to come if you trade for him. And that's how you do it. That's how you get that player in here. Until you get to the point that you're talking about, where you are a destination, where players say, hey, this is an up-and-coming team. I want to be a part of that. And that's, to me, how you do it. But they haven't been able to get that player that doesn't have those type of things in their contract, or maybe aren't old. They got Byram. He couldn't pull a no trade on them. So that was a good trade, especially Mittelstadt got worse. He didn't get better, after he was traded. So that's what I'm talking about. A trade like that, where you get a very good player, a former fourth overall pick that can't turn you down. And now he maybe will turn them down eventually, but he hasn't totally closed the door yet, because here he is. And and I know I sound like a broken record. Mm-hmm. You have to find a way to get it done.
And they haven't yet. I wonder, Paul, this team right now, do you feel like they are better? Is it debatable? Is it a no for you from the end of last season to right now? Would you say that over the last month they have gotten better?
In certain areas, yes. I think Connor Clifton, as much as I thought he was the nicest guy in the world, killed them with his turnovers and his ridiculous penalties. I think Timmins is an upgrade there. I think that helps. I mean, how many times, think last year, did bottom six guys or bottom three guys score goals on the Sabres? Who's out there when that happens? It's usually not Dahlin. That's Clifton's ice time. And he's given the puck away for three-on-ones and everything. And so I think they're better there. I think they're better as far as Kesselring goes with power. I think they're quite a bit better there. If Byram stays with Dahlin, I like that. I think you can turn to Lyon if Luukkonen doesn't have it in the first couple of weeks of the season. And I think you have a guy that can step in. I think Doan, I like Doan's attitude. I think Doan and Danforth will be much better than Lafferty when it comes to, I mean, Doan likes to be in the middle of things. He likes to get people mad and do those types of things. He's big and strong and has a good shot. Maybe there's some upside there like there was to McLeod. We'll see. He's only 23, and last year was his first year in the league. So I think they've taken a step up there, but they've taken a huge step back. You know, Paterka, if Quinn winds up the one sitting in Paterka's spot, unless Quinn recaptures what he's, I think, capable of doing, and I believe he's capable of being a 30-goal scorer. I'm not predicting it anymore. I actually did predict it a couple of years ago. I thought he'd definitely be a 30-goal scorer in this league, and I still think he's got the tools to do that, but he certainly didn't show us anything last year that would make us think that, and here he is now. You know, he probably plays with Norris and Tuck, and Benson probably stays with Kulik and Thompson. Quite honestly, neither one of them should be there. That's where I say, you know, you should have two top six forwards, and those are the two positions they would be in.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Thank you, Paul. Glad to have you on with us. Glad you were up and early. The start of the show is the best segment, so you caught the best of it.
When I called, I said, well, I'll even go on between 6 and 6:30 if you want me to. I'm up.
Hey, listen, if you want to just call in.
The 6 o'clock hour club is not a long list of people that have been up on with us at 6, but maybe we'll get you
it's
in
like
sometime.
Brian is like 90% of them because Koziel, he's usually up.
Edmund Grogan, who covers tennis.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. I was home by then, so I told him, look, if they want to have me between 6 and 6:30, I'm here. I'm up and awake.
Well, we wanted everyone else to wake up so we could hear your beautiful voice. Thanks, Paul.
Take care, guys.
Paul Hamilton on the Western Hotline. Good comprehensive look at what it all means, right? Like, that, to me, is the key takeaway. It's year 6. It's your 6th offseason. And you're just not willing to – if you could have made the Dobson trade, but you don't know if he'll re-sign, do it. You have to do it. You have to do things like that.
Yeah.
And just you have to be willing to, whatever, rent great players, even if you know you're going to lose that guy. It's going to cost us a lot to get that guy for a year.
You got to take the risk. The risk is you don't know that you're going to lose him. You might. He could even tell you.
You might even know. Leave. Carolina took the risk on Mikko Rantanen, who said he wasn't going to sign anywhere. They traded for him. Then they just traded him back away.
Yeah. Dallas traded for him. I don't remember, actually. Did they know he would sign with them? They might not have.
I don't know, but Ottawa.
Remember, Ottawa traded for DeBrincat, not knowing if he would stick around long-term. He played a year.
And he didn't.
And he's like, we missed the playoffs. I'm not sticking around. And then they traded him for similar to what they gave away to get him in the first place.
Even that, I'm ready to give up assets to make a playoff run. Would you give up a first-round pick and the top prospect in the system to make the playoffs? Yeah.
Yes.
I would.
Yes, I would do that.
So anyway.
Isn't baking in the possibility of the player was a part of a team that figured it out and was really good, and now he's
resigns.
Like, you know, I like it here.
Right.
How many athletes throughout time have talked about how their impressions of living here and being a part of the city as an athlete are better once they're here than what they were before?
Right.
Right?
And it's not to give the Sabres the benefit of the doubt on any of that. It's just, I don't know what else you're going to do. And the biggest part of this conversation is it's your 6th offseason. If you were to say this about a GM in offseason number 2,
then it's a little
it might
different.
Not be fair. Yeah. First offseason, not fair. 6th.
Yeah.
You got to get it done. So we'll see. They could be improved. They could be better. But it does feel like they've exhausted their entire offseason worth of whatever capital they were going to spend. If it was going to be Byram, if it was going to be free agency, if it was going to be Paterka, if it was going to be the 9th overall pick. Like, they've spent their free agency. They've spent their offseason bucks. That's where we're at. They've spent their offseason bucks. The next thing is going to shock us if it happens, right? Owen Power traded for somebody over. That's the level of thing that I think would happen, if anything would. A shock. And who would that be? Tuck? No. They want to extend him.
Right.
I don't know. All right. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe on a Tuesday. Bills rookies report today. to training camp. A little more training camp preview coverage coming up as we'll be at St. John Fisher a week from tomorrow for practice number one. So excited about that. Get out to St. John Fisher and see some Bills practices as we head for this Super Bowl or bust season that is most definitely upon us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.